T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to have some more, a couple more 4-packs to give away this week. So we'll be listening for your chance to go out to Illuminations, courtesy Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now, 3 big things.
3.
Police report no suspects arrested after fatal shooting of a woman at a West Wichita club.
2.
Man jailed in connection to weekend killing of another man in South Wichita.
1.
Wichita City Council may approve water rate increase today by as much as 5%. 3 big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some heavy traffic right now, so watch out for a slowdown. This is on Kellogg, and we're looking especially eastbound, and it's right around Meridian, and the traffic just very heavy there. In fact, starting even further back, right around West Street or so, really seeing that traffic starting to pick up and get heavy and start to even really slow down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown in Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 57 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 32. Wednesday, increasing clouds. Tomorrow's high 58. Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour. And 30 degrees. Whether the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Experts are doubtful that a trade deal between the U.S. and China will get done by the end of the year.
Red on the screens, the Dow closed down 268 points, S&P 527 points, and the NASDAQ by 97 points. A Chinese state newspaper, the Global Times, said the U.S. must remove existing tariffs for a phase one trade deal to be accomplished. The Chinese also want the U.S. to refrain from imposing additional new tariffs on Chinese goods as of December 15th. Experts say it's unlikely that phase one will be able to be accomplished before the end of the year. Also, tension between the two largest economies increased last week. President Trump signed legislation supporting protesters in Hong Kong. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Deirdre Bolton, Fox News.
A World Trade Organization panel has ruled that the European Union has not complied with an order to end illegal subsidies for plane maker Airbus. The subsidies had prompted the Trump administration to impose tariffs on nearly $7.5 billion worth of EU goods in October. In its ruling, a WTO compliance panel found that the EU had not taken sufficient steps to end harm to Boeing, the major rival to Europe's Airbus. Of course, we have Airbus presence here in Wichita, as well as Spirit, which makes a lot of the parts for Boeing. So the two competitors are right here in Wichita, usually getting along pretty good. But there you go. There's a WTO compliance. Halliburton, laying off more than 800 employees in El Reno, Oklahoma, says it expects to close its office in the Oklahoma City suburb. Oklahoma Office of Workforce Development spokesman David Crow says the agency was notified of the layoffs and apparent closure of the office effective Monday. In a letter to the state agency provided by Crow, Halliburton says the layoffs are expected to be permanent. Steve and Ted now, 7:49 here on this Tuesday morning, December 3rd. And, yeah, looks like we're going to have another day of not bad temperatures. We may see a little rain or something later on in the week, but I'm just trying to compute in my mind, what, 23, 22 shopping days until Christmas? Of course, that's just will be on the 25th of December, as it is every year. So will it be a white Christmas? Well, we already asked Ronell Williams from Channel 3, and he would not go out on the limb.
It's a little early to be talking about that.
It really is. I guess I was unfair in asking him about that. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted, and Wichita bond money for Textron Development. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, here to tell us about that. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the Wichita City Council will consider a couple of industrial revenue bond issues for local aviation companies. Textron Aviation looking for more than $95 million in IRBs to help finance work done at its facilities in 2019. The bonds would be part of a letter of intent signed in 2018 for up to $435 million in IRBs. Textron Aviation invested more than $73 million in tooling and $22 million in real property improvements. Meanwhile, Air Capital Flight Line looking for $18 million in IRBs. The proceeds would help pay for a new facility at the property across from Spirit AeroSystems. The 144,000-square-foot facility is being leased to Spirit. The Air Capital Flight Line is the former Boeing defense campus. And President Trump says the U.S. is going to impose metal tariffs on Brazil and Argentina, steel and aluminum. It's a move that would shatter previous agreements struck with those countries, and some say it would widen a global trade war. Trump accuses the two countries of manipulating their currencies and hurting American farmers. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, Bill, and I've got a news story as well on the bond issue that we're talking about, or the bond, issuing bonds for these companies. And, of course, we had the mayor on yesterday talking about it. I think it's confusing for some people. It's pretty confusing for me, actually, and I've been doing stories on it for years. But actually what happens with municipal bonds is these can be sold, and whoever buys them, they will accrue some interest on them, and it pays off. And as I understand it, I think I was talking to our financial advisor the other day, you know, planning for the future. And she said, well, you might consider municipal bonds. You look at a city with a good rating and good things going on, and you get a little interest return. And I think she told me that it's tax-free. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about that. I shouldn't give advice.
But, okay, me neither.
What I do know about IRBs is that there's no tax money involved. And, of course, you float the bonds, and then the revenue is what is used for financing the improvements.
And what Textron and these other companies are going to do with that is, of course, they're going to do new structures. They're going to build new buildings and so forth. And basically, and there are restrictions on that bond money that if they don't produce what they promise with regard to the jobs and so forth, then the city can come back on them, right?
That's right. Generally, there are some clawbacks from the city saying, yeah, we'll help you out with this financing, but we want more jobs and we want more stability from your company.
Yeah. I think Wichita has a good bond rating. One of the ones that my planner showed me was Salina. They apparently have a good bond rating as well.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of good ones out there. If you're thinking about you're thinking about that retirement, you might look at that. That was just something that I would had no idea about, but might be something worthwhile.
The returns may not be huge.
No,
it's a lower risk and a lower return type of an investment. But
it's not
still
like
a good investment if it depends on what the situation is.
It's better than taking all of your money down to Mulvane and investing it there. If you know what I mean. Not the city of Mulvane. There's a little place outside Mulvane. Or my daughter.
Oh, yes. Okay.
My daughter goes quite frequently, and I think she's
where the payoffs are immediate, but the risk is really
high. She's already told me she spent all of her inheritance and then some. today is, by coincidentally, National Roof Over Your Head Day.
Wow.
Created as a day to be thankful for what you have, starting with the roof over your head, and that's something I think that you and I probably think about daily, and that is how good we've got it. We got a lot of great things going on. And it's good to be thankful for them. National.
Absolutely. Got to have that appreciation.
The Roof Over Your Head Day. All right. Thank you, Bill. Stay with Steve and Ted now here in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, we have the latest on the release of a report on House impeachment inquiry. Chad Chambers on the sports desk this morning, right, Chad?
That's right. And we've got a lot of college basketball news coming up in sports here in just a little bit.
I'm going to ask you to do entertainment news on The Blur as well, right, sir?
That's right. We've got a great episode of The Blur coming up. Good stuff on The Blur here at about 8:35.
All right. And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.